Welcome to The Romantic Side of Suspense with Sarah Hemmerker. In each episode, she'll talk with your favorite romantic suspense authors. They will take you behind the scenes of the writing process, giving excerpts from their writing, and share stories about their writing life.
Hello, and welcome to The Romantic Side of Suspense. I'm your host, Sarah Hemmerker, and I'm so glad you joined me. This episode, you're going to hear about this month's new releases in Christian romantic suspense. I hope you will enjoy hearing from your favorite romantic suspense authors as they talk about the background of their latest books.
I'm delighted to welcome back Laura Thomas to my show. She's talking about her latest romantic suspense, Ribbons of Guilt. So welcome back, Laura.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Sarah. It's always fun to come and chat with you.
So your heroine, does she have a pet in this story? And if so, what is it? And be sure to tell us the pet's name.
Oh, yes, of course. So Harriet is my heroine in the story, and she has a French bulldog, basically because I have a French bulldog, and they say, write what you know. And honestly, this is the third book in the series, and I realized nobody had had a pet yet. And I do enjoy writing pets usually into my books. So, Chanel, I thought was the perfect name for this French bulldog. And her husband is actually French as well. So there is one line where she says, surely Leo hadn't intentionally bought the dog to ease the pain of his frequent absences. A Frenchie in exchange for her French husband? Good grief. So that.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, yeah, the dog can't quite replace the husband, but, you know.
Not quite.
Yeah, I guess so. So what about your hero in this? What is your hero's greatest fear?
Yes, so Leo is the husband, the French husband, and his greatest fear is actually becoming like his own late father. And growing up, he was in a very wealthy home, but his father was distant and absent for most of his childhood. And he swore he would never emulate that kind of parenting. And lo and behold, as we see, he's going down that slippery track.
Oh, yeah. Well, what about, I think he's going to get back on track. I have a sneaking suspicion,
but we won't give anything away. No, we won't. It's going to be a tough journey.
Yeah. So what about your villain? What motivates your villain in this story?
Yeah, this is always tricky to talk about, obviously, without giving too much away. But my villain is motivated by what he or she thinks they deserve, along with a good side of revenge, and they will stop at absolutely nothing to get it.
Mm. Yeah, well, that will get him in a pickle, I have a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So the story's setting, where is it set and why did you pick this particular setting?
It's set in England. I'm English originally, and I've absolutely loved coming back for this series. This is, as I said, book three. Back in this beautiful, idyllic, peaceful English countryside where it just seems the perfect place to create a lot of murderous mayhem. And also part of this book is actually in the Royal Opera House in London. And I got to actually go back and visit the Royal Opera House last year. My family are all in England. So having a book in England is a great excuse to also go and visit my family.
Of course. So what was it about this particular story that made you want to write it?
Yeah, this was a bit of a tricky one, actually. I thought I might have written myself into a bit of a corner being book three, because I'd already featured Harriet and Leo as a married couple in the other books. And this is romantic suspense genre. So my choices were to either kill Leo off or create a marriage in a very high-stakes danger scenario. So I went with the latter. You'll be pleased to know I didn't kill Leo.
Okay.
And honestly, my husband and I are really passionate about marriage ministry. And so I thought a book about offering hope and healing in marriage would be just something that's a little refreshing in this genre. And the more I kind of prayed about it and got into it, I was like, oh yeah, this is the story that I needed to write.
Oh, I love it. Well, we are going to close our short time together, Laura, with what is the tagline for Ribbons of Guilt?
A marriage in crisis, a betrayer in the wings, a life at stake.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing about your latest romantic suspense on my show.
My pleasure. It's great talking to you, Sarah. Thank you.
I am delighted to welcome Julie Arnold to my show. Her latest romantic suspense is Montana Ranch Hideout. So welcome, Julie.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to dive right in. What does your heroine keep hidden from everyone in this story?
Well, my heroine, Ruby Laurier, is in the witness protection program. She is set to testify against her mother's killer in a week. And so she is trying to stay alive and stay hidden until she can bring justice to her mother.
Yeah, that's a big thing to keep hidden. So your hero in this story, what is holding him back from finding love?
Well, the hero and love interest, his name is Dex, and he owns the ranch where Ruby has been placed for witness protection. And so he's her boss, but they have been developing a relationship over the several months leading up to the beginning of the story. And Dex really admires Ruby. He has no idea she's in witness protection, but he knows that she's new to ranching, but she's learning fast and she's dedicated and she is spirited and strong and has a good heart. So he's very drawn to her. And he feels very protective of her when her enemies catch up with her. But what's holding him back is a previous relationship where he had been hurt and betrayed by another woman. And so even though he feels strongly for Ruby, he has that past baggage. And the reader knows he's eventually going to find out that Ruby has, in fact, been lying to him as well about her identity.
All right. And your villain in this story, what's his or her motivation?
Well, the villain is the man who killed Ruby's mother, and he is a powerful senator. So he has the resources, the respect, the prestige to cover his tracks. And so he had silenced her mother, who was an investigative journalist. Mm-hmm. Who had been researching his charitable foundation and found that he had been committing fraud. He had been accepting bribes. And so she was about to release this expose on him when he knew he had to silence her. So his main motivation is protecting his reputation. And it's going to be a giant bombshell if the public finds out what he has done.
And what about the story setting? I'm guessing it's in Montana.
That's right. Ding, ding, ding. I think Montana is a beautiful state. It's set in the northwest of Montana in the mountains, and it's this far-flung ranch, Dexler Acres, where Ruby has found her refuge. She's found her safe haven. She feels safe with Dex, her boss. And so this is a place that's beautiful and peaceful, and it's like a new beginning for her. But then of course her safe haven is discovered.
Yeah. And what about the genesis? What gave you the idea for this particular story?
You know, it's actually funny. So as I said to you before the show started, this is my debut for Harlequin. And so previously I was indie published. And I'm part of a writer group, a local writer group. And a speaker came to talk to us, and she is a former member, and her name is Jill Kemmerer, who writes for Harlequin, Love Inspired. And I started talking to her because we both write Christian, and she said, well, I entered a contest, and I made sure I provided all of those great, juicy tropes that they're looking for. And that was really how I broke in, and I took her advice. I looked online at the Harlequin, you know, Write for Harlequin site, and there happened to be a contest seeking love inspired suspense. So I think that's a God thing. But I entered the contest, and that's how they all begin.
I love it. That's a great story, Julie. Well, we're going to close our short time together with what is the tagline for Montana Ranch Hideout?
Okay. When Ruby Laurier's witness protection hideout has been discovered, she needs to work with her boss, Dex, to flee danger and potentially find love.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing about your debut. Love, love, love first-time authors on my show today.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Once again, I'm talking with Sarah Lynn Lewis. She's talking about her recent romantic suspense, Surviving the Betrayal. So, welcome back to my show, Sarah Lynn.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
So, your heroine, what past experience has had the most impact on making her who she is today in your story?
Well, Sarah Fielding, she is a married woman, and she grew up moving from foster home to another, from one foster home to another. And so stability and family means everything to her. And because of it, she's fiercely independent, and reluctant to trust others. The only people she truly depends on are her husband, Tom Fielding, and her mother and father-in-law, whom she loves dearly.
And what about your hero in this story? What is your hero's biggest regret?
Well, the hero is Sarah's husband, Tom Fielding, and his biggest regret is that he couldn't protect his wife, the woman he desperately loves, and because he believes that he should have seen the danger sooner and stopped it before Sarah got hurt.
And your villain in this story, who or what does your villain love the most?
Well, you know, Sarah, this is a difficult answer to question to answer without giving the story away, of course.
Sure.
So let's just say the antagonist values power, influence, and self-preservation far more than honesty and loyalty, honesty or loyalty.
Yeah, that would make him, kind of normal, but also obviously he's taking it to the extreme, or she is.
Correct.
Sorry. So for you, what was the biggest challenge in writing the book in the setting that you put it in?
Well, the entire series, which is a trilogy, takes place in New York City. And so one challenge was creating fresh settings that didn't feel repetitive from book to book or were commonly known. So although a few locations pop up in all three books, all of them are fictional. So I enjoy blending the familiar elements of the city with unique places that fit each story.
Yeah, that can definitely be challenging when we use, somewhat of a real place. And what about the hardest part of writing the actual book besides the setting?
Oh, well, the hardest part was writing about betrayal without actually showing a physical affair. I wanted readers to experience Sarah's heartbreak and Tom's struggle to clear his name while keeping the story hopeful and centered on faith, forgiveness, and God's healing power.
It does sound intriguing and always difficult to juggle those kind of things. And
Correct.
we're gonna close our short time together with what is the tagline for Surviving the Betrayal?
Corporate espionage, I'm sorry, corporate sabotage unraveled Tom's empire, and one warning unraveled Sarah's world. So, can their marriage survive what's coming?
I love that. This is very intriguing. Well, thank you so much for sharing about your book on my show today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to The Romantic Side of Suspense with Sarah Hammerker. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. You can sign up to receive notifications of upcoming podcasts and listen to previous editions at sarahhammerkerfiction.com.